This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Hey, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, hour number 3, the Power Hour on Newsmax TV. My third hour is definitely my Power Hour, and it's so important I give it its own name. Root Reaction, the aftermath, all the news that's fit to print is over for the day. It's after 8 o'clock on the East Coast, after 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Lots of news out there, and we're here to react to it. That's why it's called Root Reaction, and you're here to react to it with me. We'll take some calls. We've also got a guest tonight, which limits my ability to take too many calls, but we've got Bernie Kerik coming on, the former New York City Police Commissioner. We've become friends. We had dinner in New York a couple weeks ago with the great chairman of Newsmax TV, Chris Ruddy, and Bernie Kerik, and we had a great dinner, and Bernie's a great guy, and we've got him on tonight to talk about the whole Trump-Nazi thing and all these crazy liberals and the big, powerful deep state government that took out him, Bernie Kerik, and put him in a jail cell. He went from commissioner to a prison cell, and we'll also talk about his column out of Newsmax, Building a New Ellis Island on the southern border. So we'll see what Bernie has to say about that. And lots of good stuff with Bernie Kerik. If you weren't with me on the radio, we just got done with a national radio interview on my USA radio show with Judge Jeanine Pirro of Fox News. She is great. She's the host, of course, of Fox News' Justice with Judge Jeanine. And she's got a new book coming out. Great lady. And we talked about her new book, and we talked about her show. We talked about the deep state. And we talked about old times, because it turns out Judge Jeanine is from Westchester County, New York. I'm from Westchester County, New York. My parents were two of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. My dad, the butcher, was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. And we lived in Westchester County, and so they knew Judge Jeanine because she was constantly running for office for DA, assistant DA, and also for a judge in Westchester County, New York. My parents were big supporters of hers, and she just, it was like old homework. She had no idea that I was the son of David and Stella Root, who are now deceased, from Westchester County, New York, and she just was tickled pink to have a chance to reconnect with Wayne Allyn Root. So the big news story of the day today certainly is the Maryland shooting in the newspaper newsroom, the Capital Gazette newspaper. Last I checked, 5 dead and 7 injured, most of them gravely. The shooter was a crazy man. The only thing we know about him at this moment, white male, and his fingerprints were shaved off his hands so that people could not identify him. Crazy person. Really don't know much more right now. I don't know if this had anything to do with politics. I don't know if he was a liberal or a conservative. I don't know if the people in the newsroom were liberal or conservative. I don't care. Crazy is crazy. Wrong is wrong. And no one has a right to murder anyone for their political beliefs or anything otherwise. Who knows why he shut up a newsroom? I know a White House reporter immediately blamed Trump for the newspaper shooting. You caused this, Mr. President, said Andrew Feinberg. Never heard of him in my life. It says Breakfast Media, White House correspondent, managing editor, called Donald Trump a liar to his face. And the global editor for Reuters, Breaking Views, Rob Cox, blamed Trump. This is what happens when Donald Trump calls journalists the enemies of the people. Blood is on your hands, Mr. President. Save your thoughts and prayers for your empty soul. Oh, yeah, you'll get a nice fair shot from Reuters when the people who are managing editors at a department in Reuters tell you have an empty soul, you're a terrible person. Don't you get it? The reason Donald Trump said you guys purvey fake news is because you purvey fake news. You're liars and frauds. He didn't tell anyone to kill anyone. He's just stating the facts. We're answering back in self-defense because the media is filled with such liars and frauds. And Nancy Pelosi immediately called for gun control after the shooting at the Capitol Gazette. What's interesting is Maryland, one of the most liberal states in America, has among the strictest gun control laws in the country already on the books. It doesn't stop anything. That's the point of conservatives. Nothing stops this because you're only passing laws to prevent good law-abiding people from protecting and defending themselves and buying guns. You can't stop criminals from buying guns. All right. That's enough. I don't even want to talk about things like this anymore. to me, it's a quick news story you got to bring up, but it's not the important news story of the day. The important news story of the day is Americans do not support sanctuary cities. 84% of voters want illegal aliens turned over to authorities. Who says it? Not Wayne Root, not Donald Trump, not some conservative political organization or pollster, but rather Democrat pollster Mark Penn, who served as chief strategist for Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. He's the one that said the overwhelming majority of Americans, 84%, do not support sanctuary cities. Speaking of that, Trump's approval rating with Hispanics is up 10% in 1 month. His support rose 6% with Hispanic Republicans and 4% with Hispanic Democrats. I wonder what that could be about. They like him. The feds begin distributing grant money to non-sanctuary cities. The Justice Department said Wednesday it has begun distributing hundreds of millions of dollars in grant money that's been tied up in a major court battle over sanctuary cities. It'll be used by localities and police departments across the nation to pay for equipment, training, personnel, other needs. Last year, the Trump administration said it would condition the money on localities' willingness to cooperate in holding illegal immigrants, I call them illegal aliens, criminal foreign lawbreakers for pickup by the foreign deportation officers. A federal judge had ruled in favor of Chicago, who sued, saying the conditions weren't part of federal law, but issued a nationwide injunction saying the conditions couldn't be applied to any burn grants. So therefore, these burn grants, about $200 million, are moving forward and they're going to non-sanctuary cities. Trump also said he put ICE protesters and extremist Democrats on notice. The only response they will find from our government is law and order. Right, ICE protesters, very dangerous stuff that I think is going to lead to bad, bad things. Donald Trump reportedly considering Utah Senator Mike Lee for the Supreme Court seat. That is very good news. Mike Lee is fantastic, and he's also 47 years old, I believe. I looked him up at Wikipedia, and it said 47 years old. But even if it's off by a year, maybe that was a little old, and he's 48. You know, you can easily be a Supreme Court justice till you're in your mid to late 80s. People are doing it right now. And guess what? Mike Lee could be on the Supreme Court for the next 40 years protecting our rights. He is fabulous. He's from Utah. He's a conservative Republican with libertarian bent, just like I am. Him and I think almost exactly alike on every issue. And he's a friend of the president, and he would be a fantastic Supreme Court justice. There are many other choices, but I would go with Mike Lee. I think that's great. I didn't see his name on the list, but I would go with Ted Cruz. It'd be another possible choice that I think is fantastic. And then I would also go with a Judge Jeanine Pirro, who was just my guest on my radio show. Judge Jeanine is fantastic. Trump was in Wisconsin today breaking ground on a Foxconn plant, a billion, multi-billion dollar plant in Wisconsin that will create lots and lots of jobs. And he was there with a shovel in the ground. Just more images of Donald Trump as the jobs president. Trump announced today the setting for his July 16th summit with Putin, just like he had a summit with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He's got a summit with Vladimir Putin of Russia set for July 16th in Helsinki, Finland. And I think that's great news. Liberals had a heart attack and freaked out that Trump met with Kim Jong-un. Guess what? The polls are out. And the vast majority of the American public loves that he met with him. They're not sure if it's going to work, but 75% approve of the meeting. I guarantee you the same people will approve, same American people will approve of the meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin. It's only good to be talking to Russia. Do you want us to have a war? Do you want us? Liberals must want us. More good news. Disabled people gain in Trump's higher American economy. Over the past year, the jobless rate for workers with disabilities has fallen at a faster rate than among the general population, dropping 2.7 points from 9.5 to 7%. Good stuff. Good stuff. Donald Trump, good stuff. How about this one? Article headlined, she cleaned for $3.49 an hour. A gas station just offered her $11.25 an hour. This article is in the New York Post. It adds more evidence to a March article, the New York Times, which showed how disabled people are gaining in Trump's economy. Hire American. Hire American. All right? And just to show you how crazy the Democratic Party is, I mentioned this yesterday, they've got a candidate who just won in Queens, New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, I asked my producer and booker, Andrew Paul, to get her on this show. She is a socialist. She is 28 years old. A year ago, she was a bartender. She wants to disband ICE. There should be no ICE, no one on the border to go after illegals. I'm sure she wants open borders, but she certainly wants no policemen on the border. And she wants universal income. Everybody should get a check from the government. Everybody should be on welfare. She wants free college for all. She wants free Medicaid for all. This is an example of a communist. This is an example of a socialist, Marxist, communist. And then her mother said today she wants to be president of the United States. God help us all. 28 years old. She was a bartender last year. She's now a United States congressman. She won the Democratic primary. I'm sure the Republican has zero chance in a district that includes the Queens and Bronx. That is a majority-minority, zero chance. So she is your next United States congresswoman. Now she has dreams of becoming president. Can you imagine how ridiculous all is? She was a bartender a year ago. She beat the fourth-ranking most powerful Democrat in the United States Congress and beat him badly. And Donald Trump was talking about her. You got to make her the face of the Democratic Party. She wants to abolish ICE. I think this is great. Make her the face of the Democratic Party. A former bartender, now she thinks she should be a United States Congresswoman, and she thinks she should be the President of the United States, and she believes in abolishing ICE. These are the communist, Marxist, socialists that are just destroying our country. Just trying their best to destroy it. They're not winning now. Donald Trump's winning. They're all losing. But she's going to be in the U.S. Congress. The odds are 99%. I don't think a Republican could ever beat her in a primary. Not in that district. And why did they vote for her? What was her campaign message? The fourth most powerful Democrat who might replace Nancy Pelosi, most people thought, is no good for you because he's a white male. And white males shouldn't be in our districts. They don't represent our people. Our people are brown in this district. That was her message. That's the message of wacko, radical liberals. White males can't be your United States congressman because you're not white. That's not racism. Oh, of course not. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back to the show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. U.S. Coal Bureau is the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show as well. It's the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. They're the first state in America to ever build their own Fort Knox. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. If you've ever even thought about buying gold, you want to buy it from these guys just for calling, they will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin. This coin's fresh from the U.S. Mint and brilliant. Uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver for free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. So sure they can win you over, they're willing to lose money short term because they know you're going to be a long term client. They will win you over. U.S. Gold Bureau, they're my buddies. Have a great time with them every time they come to Vegas. Call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. By the way, anybody who comes to Vegas has a great time. Greatest town in the world. Not that there aren't problems. They shouldn't be charging for parking, but that's besides the point. It's such a fun town. Greatest restaurants in the world. The sun is always out. There's no taxes. There's very little traffic. It is fabulous. Fabulous. I love Las Vegas, and this is where I do my show. I'm the only show on Newsmax TV that comes to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. So you know I love this place. It's my adopted hometown for 17 years now, and I hope it'll be my hometown forever. Unless they raise taxes. These morons want to elect a Democratic governor, and they want to have a Democratic legislature. I should call it Democrat, not Democratic, because that's giving too much credit to the Democratic Party. And they're going to raise taxes. They're going to ruin it. They're going to turn us to another California if we're not careful. So we got to elect Adam Laxalt, the next Republican governor of the state of Nevada. That would be great. And then we protect it, and then we become nothing like California. Electing Adam Laxalt as governor is just like electing Donald Trump as president. He put off the disaster America would have become under Hillary Clinton, and maybe he turned things around forever. We'll see. It could be temporary. It could be forever. But in the end, it's going to be 8 good years under Donald Trump. Well, I want 8 good years under Governor Adam Laxalt in Nevada. All right, we've got Jerry from Texas on line 2. Jerry, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne?
Good. What's on your mind?
I don't think I got enough time to tell you, buddy.
Well, give me the short version. Give me the monarch note, short version.
Yeah. I want to talk about ICE. I want to talk about my border down here. And if ICE, you know, ICE has got my permission, got a lot of people's permission. If they want to try to get rid of ICE, take them down. Don't matter. They holding that sign, take them down.
Where are you calling from in Texas, Jerry?
Well, I'm up here in East Texas. I'm originally from down around there, little old place called Apache Junction.
All right, so I assume you're a Trump backer, right?
Hell yeah, I am. They won't let us like Thomas Jefferson said, you know, hell, a revolution good for a country, you know, you can't ever tell. And like Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Any damn way you want to play it. We got rattlesnakes down here that will eat your lunch.
Jerry's a tough guy. He's one of the good old tough boys from East Texas. I like those boys. All right, Jerry, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got John in, oh my gosh, do I dare say it, Washington, D.C. John, are you a swamp creature calling in? What's going on?
I was talking to your call screener, and I was ashamed to say that in 1940 I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and that was a Yankee farm. They had a Yankee farm team, the Newark Bears.
Yes.
And the reason I brought that up with your call screener was because he said, the Yankees are going to beat our Orioles. I said, well, I'm a Yankee fan. So we found and we had something really in common, and we reminisced for a while. But anyway, I'm a Trump supporter. I watched the hearings today with the two weasels from the Department of Justice and the FBI. They did nothing but stonewall. I mean, these guys, they need to be terminated. Everybody's just wondering what should we do with the Mueller investigation. And they said that that Rosenstein, he appointed Mueller, and that people are talking about a conflict of interest, and there's absolutely no conflict of interest, according to Rosenstein.
They're all liars, John. Hey, John, we got to run. You hear the music. Limitations of TV and radio. We got to go pay the bills with the sponsors. But John from Washington, D.C., I thank you for the call. Thanks for being a undercover Trump fan in Washington, D.C. Thank you for filling us in on the hearings as well. Yeah, they're all liars. They're all covering for the deep state. So much bias. We'll be right back. War Now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least 5 people are dead and multiple people are injured. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says things could have been a lot worse.
I want to thank the law enforcement professionals who responded, our emergency response team, they did an incredible job. They're still doing the job right now, but the fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
This eyewitness told WJLA-TV what he saw from his next-door office.
The door of the Capitol Gazette had been blown to pieces. It was in shattered pieces all on the carpet. And this guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun and moving across the entrance of the Capitol Gazette office, pointing the gun deeper into the office like he was targeting people.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting
across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, conservative warrior, Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, American patriot fighting for you, American-made, and proud of it because you can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. Can you imagine finding a Wayne Allyn Root anywhere else in the world? Only America produces Wayne Roots and Donald Trumps and George Steinbrenners and just a few great New Yorkers. Welcome back to my show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. We want to talk about our sponsor, but I want to give our phone number out because I said we had a guest coming up, Bernie Kerik, but we've been unable to reach him at the moment, which means we may delay him till another show, a week from now or tomorrow or next Monday, or he may pop up in the middle of this segment. I don't know, but in the meantime, the lines are open and you can call. You're all very, very obedient. You listen to Wayne Root. When I tell you to call, you usually call. When I say don't call, we have a guest, you don't call. Well-mannered conservatives. So call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Lines are open. This segment of the show, by the way, sponsored by Cenogenics. They've taken over my body. They've taken over my health. They've taken over my exercise. They've taken over my diet. They've taken over my vitamins. They've taken over my hormonal treatments. They gave me all that. They're doing a total makeover on Wayne Root. And they say in 3 to 6 months, I will be a completely new me. Younger, healthier, more active, you name it. They will roll back the clock. Thank you, Cenogenics. I'm their guinea pig, free, no-obligation consultation for all of you. 20 clinics all over the United States of America, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Everybody wants to be younger, not older. Don't you? If you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER, Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, free, no-obligation consultation. Or register at Cenogenics.com. Go check out their website. It's very cool. Cenogenics, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. And thank you, Cenogenics, for taking such good care of me. They've assigned me my own personal physician, and he checks in on me a couple times a week, and we're just feeling great. My energy's high, and life is good. And I've dropped a few pounds and added some muscle and feel like $1 million. Thank you, Cenogenics. Let's grab Marie on line one for New Jersey, and we'll take your calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Marie, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Marie. You're on with Wayne Root. Hi.
Hi, Wayne. Am I on the air?
You are. What's on your mind?
Okay. It's Puerto Rico versus illegals. And I have a message for this 28-year-old Puerto Rican descent, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
What a shame that she had to win, because she doesn't represent the Puerto Rican people very well. You see, I'm Puerto Rican, and I am not a socialist, I'm not a fascist, I'm not a Marxist, socialist, or a communist. I don't worry about ICE. I'm not interested in giving illegals citizenship. I'm not interested in giving everyone a check, freebies. And from where are we going to pay for it?
Right.
Alexandria. You know, I guess she doesn't know that they just introduced a bill in Congress on Wednesday to grant statehood to the territory of Puerto Rico by 2021. So we can't be giving our money away to illegals when we have to take care of Puerto Rico first, Alexandria. Puerto Rico first, America first. You remember President Trump said America first?
Yeah, well,
it costs a lot of money.
Marie, unfortunately, she is the next United States Congresswoman, because I assume there's no, maybe only token opposition by the Republicans, if any. So, I mean, winning the Democratic primary in a district like that means you're automatically the winner of the general election. She's the next United States Congresswoman, represent Queens and part of Bronx. How sad is that? Marie, we're losing you. Don't hear you. All right, we'll move
Hello?
On. Oh, there you go. Marie, you're back.
I'm here. It costs her. She has to understand this, Alexandria, that in order for us to get statehood for Puerto Rico, it costs a lot of money. So we cannot be taking care of outsiders. It's American first, American people first, Puerto Ricans, which by birth they have American citizenship. And we need the money. We need statehood in Puerto Rico, so we can't be giving freebies to everybody all over the world.
I think the point everyone needs to know. Yeah, Marie, I don't worry about her being Puerto Rican. I worry about her campaigning that the reason she deserved to win was because the guy she's running against was a white male. I mean, the prejudice and the racism coming from the left is over the top, and this is what people fall for. Her district is largely Spanish, probably black and Spanish, but I heard mostly Spanish. And they voted for her just because she was Hispanic and he was a white male. This is crazy. She was a waitress and a bartender a year ago. She's now going to be a U.S. congressman. And her mom gave an interview today where she said she wants to be president. You know, the daughter wants to be president who just got elected to Congress. She's 28. She was a bartender. She thinks she's now qualified to be president of the United States. She believes in universal income, Medicaid for all, free college for all, and an abolishment of ICE. These people are dangerous. They're not laughable. They're dangerous. Thank you, Marie, for the call. Let's take Hugo from California. Hugo wants to talk about Maxine Waters. Hugo, Hugo, get him, Hugo. It's Wayne.
Don't even start. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hey.
I actually met you, Wayne, a couple of years ago with Robert Gaffney at a little event there in Las Vegas. I'm going to be coming out there pretty soon. I'll have to meet with you. But my main big concern is with Maxine Waters. I don't know what's happening with her, but she's actually becoming dangerous, Wayne.
Yeah, well, they're all dangerous at this point. You know, the guy in New Jersey, United States Senator Cory Booker, always acted like he was a moderate and he could be elected president one day. He supported Maxine's statement that we should all harass Trump's cabinet in person. You know, when they're out in public, we need to embarrass them. We need to harass them. We need to hound them. We need to hurt them. We need to stop letting them enjoy their meals. It's absurd. A United States senator backed Maxine Waters. That's how dangerous they all are of the Democratic variety.
Well, if I may put a little spin on this, there is a law. Basically, this is what she's in actually doing is inciting people to stalk, harass, and basically, this is really touching on a kind of a serious criminal point. When you stalk people, or you incite. Second of all, when you incite to stalk and create fear or undue psychological harm, that, in my understanding, and I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding that's actually criminal. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne.
Well, I don't know if it's criminal because I'm not a criminal attorney. I know that it should violate the United States Congress. You should be kicked out. It's got to violate the rules of the United States Congress, the decorum, you know, of suggesting that maybe people are hurt, certainly suggesting. I'm not sure if she went that far to use that word, hurt them. She certainly didn't say kill them, but she certainly said hound them and harass them and make them feel uncomfortable. That will lead to someone being hurt. That will lead to someone being killed. I think that she is, you know, tantamount to a person yelling fire in a movie theater. You can't let U.S. congressmen say things like that, or congressperson.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it. When it's like saying or saying, you know, yelling out loud fire in a movie theater.
Right.
That can cause undue harm to a lot of people. I would like to talk to you further. I'll let you go. I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, Hugo. John from Maryland is on line 3. John, you're with Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm retired military, 30 years. And
thank you for your service.
Our educational system in the United States is a total breakdown that these young kids don't realize what socialism, communism is all about. They're getting this painted picture that they pay everything and everything's a peachy king, and it just drives me nuts that these young kids just think socialism is the way to go.
Yeah, well, that's the education system, riddled with communists and Marxists. And other uneducated, ignorant people who teach them that socialism is good and teach them that they should love Muslims and they should hate Christians. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, anyone with common sense could say things like this, but educators are so far gone in this country that when you send your kids to school, you're just poisoning their brains most of the time. It's terrible. Just awful.
Yeah, it bothers me if my kids and my grandkids have just all turned like socialists or, you know.
See?
Even worse Democrats, but that's been here.
You know what the good news is, John? But there's a good side, John.
Give you my thoughts on that.
There's a good side, John, that maybe the kids get lefty when they go to school, But after about 5 to 10 years of working in the real world, they all turn Republican again. And that's why we still win almost every election. How else can you explain that we have the House, Senate, presidency, Supreme Court? We got almost every state legislature. We got almost every governor, almost every lieutenant governor. How is that possible when all the kids are being brainwashed to be liberals? And the answer is, thank God most of the kids don't vote. And then when they get a little older, they become Republicans when they learn about the real world. So there's still a little hope in there.
What saved us the last election, they went, ran the world's worst candidate when they ran Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And stuff, but, you know, Trump. A lot of Democrats I know just couldn't go out and vote for it. I think that is what saved America, saved the Supreme Court.
Yes.
That was one of the happiest days of my life when Trump won.
And by the way, I called it. You know, before the election, not only did I say Trump would win, I said how he'd win. He'd win in the Midwest. He'd win in the South, he'd win with working class people, he'd win with middle class people, he'd win with white voters, and he'd win because black voters would probably not vote for him that in high numbers, but they wouldn't show up at all because they don't like Hillary. You know, they loved Obama, but they don't feel the same way about Hillary, and that's exactly what happened. A landslide all-time record with white voters, working class voters, middle class voters, and then the black vote did not come out. For Hillary the way it did for, you know, came out the same percentage. I think she got 92% of the vote, just like Obama used to get. But, you know, much lower numbers of overall voters. By the way, the Atlanta Fed, thank you, John, the Atlanta Fed announces the estimate for Q2 GDP growth, domestic product, 4.5%. At one point, they said a little lower, then they said 4.8. Now they've settled on 4.5. It's only one day to go in the quarter. They say 4.5. That is historic. Trump is back to Reagan-era numbers. Who's complaining? Are you crazy out there? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, everyone, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, segment number 4, last one of the show. We're starting to head for July 4th territory, man. It's coming up fast. And by the way, speaking of July 4th, if you're a patriot like I am, you're not a fan of the IRS. You know, they came after me. They tried to destroy me. I love everything about America except the IRS. They really tried to destroy me, and Sam Lantis took them on, and he won. Sam Lantis of the Lantis Tax Group. If you ever have any fear of the IRS, if you ever have any problems, if they're knocking on your door, if they're calling you, if they're sending you notices, if they want to come after you for tax liens, if you haven't filed properly and you're scared of what they might do, just give Sam Lantis a call. It comes with my highest 5-star recommendation. He is the greatest attorney. I think the greatest tax attorney in the United States of America, and he certainly was with me. We beat the IRS twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Lantis. And when you call, you'll have a free consultation. So what do you got to lose? Call him for free and find out what he thinks about your story and about your case and about your problem. No salesman, no hype, no BS, just a lawyer on the phone. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take, and you'll have attorney-client privilege. Nothing you tell them can ever go anywhere else. Call the Lantis Tax Group toll-free at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or numerically 800-934-3578. One more time, 800-934-3578. Or if any of you miss any of the numbers for any of the great sponsors of this show, just contact me at my email, wainroot@gmail.com, and ask me, who is that sponsor again, that great tax lawyer? That great Synagenix that takes care of your body and helps you lose weight, look great, reverse aging, or that great U.S. Gold Bureau. How do you contact these people? Just contact me, Wayne Root. I'll put you in contact with them. WayneRoot@gmail.com. At Twitter, I'm at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. And if you want to contact Newsmax, let them know how much you enjoy the show and you want to see more of Wayne Root, you just go, you send an email to war@newsmax.com. War, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn Root, at newsmax.com. One more piece of house cleaning, my website, rootforamerica.com. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be really focusing on this whole scandal with the Vegas massacre. You know, I've been the one host in America that's on this more than anybody else because I'm based in Vegas. And it turns out the video camera, the body cam was released today, and it really does verify what I said. I don't know if I said it on this TV show or I only said it on my radio show, but there is a coward in the Vegas Police Department, just like the coward cop outside Parkland who could have saved kids' lives by going in and confronting the gunman. Instead, he waited outside. And the same thing happened in Vegas. Did you know that? It has not been in the media. Why? We have the video proof now. We knew it from transcripts. Now we know it from video proof. He stayed on the 31st floor with his partner who had a gun. He had a gun. Three Mandalay security officers had a gun. Five guys with guns were on the 31st floor. And on the video cam, you hear the gunfire above it, the automatic gunfire coming from Paddock's room. And they all did nothing, frozen in fear. And the cops started praying to God to give him power because he was scared, couldn't move. And he admits he doesn't know how long he stood like that. And then the shooting stopped. Do you know how many lives could have been saved? Do you know how many good, courageous cops were charging towards the gunfire and their heads could have been blown off? And all that time, this guy could have distracted the police, excuse me, distracted the shooter, Paddock, Stephen Paddock, and shot at his door and distracted him, and he would have stopped shooting down below. And those police officers would have not been under fire, and those people would have lived. Over 500 shot and killed, and these guys did nothing? How do you compare that to the Parkland shooting? It's much worse. And yet the whole nation knew there was a Parkland coward cop. Nobody's talking about the coward cop at the Vegas massacre. We will tomorrow. It is really, really, really scary. His name is Officer Hendricks. Hendricks. And we'll just say Cordell Hendricks. Appears to be, allegedly is, now his testimony seems to confirm it, now the video seems to confirm it, he was a coward that could have stopped the shooting and didn't. Come on, he hasn't been suspended, he's still a field training officer in Vegas. Are you kidding me? Wow. So we've had a full boat of calls, as we call it. So many people on the line. Ronnie from North Carolina, Harold from California, David from Houston, Tony from Virginia, all up on the line. We have time for one more call. Let's take line four, Tony from Virginia. Tony, you're the last call tonight. Congratulations. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing great.
Go fast, my friend. You've got about 30 seconds. Go fast.
Okay. Maxine Waters and the Democrats know exactly. Huh. They're trying to provoke the Republicans to do something so they can say, see, the Trump people are crazy. I'm a union carpenter, and I was talking to the guys at lunch today. Man to man, they said, if somebody surrounded my family, there's no telling what. No guns, no knives, just straight up construction. And they know what they're doing. I don't know one man that has a family that would allow that to happen.
Right.
Something's going to get mad.
Well, listen, I think a conservative is going to get killed. This is dangerous, man. Danger on the streets. Wear a red MAGA hat. Someone might try and kill you. It's scary. There's a lot of vicious people out there. And if a crowd surrounds you, you got to fight for your life. And then it would be, of course, self-defense. But liberals would argue you kill somebody. Well, guess what? You're fighting for your life. I'm worried a politician's going to get killed. I'm worried an ICE agent is going to get killed. I'm worried something bad's going to happen because these people are encouraging and inciting violence. All right, we got to run. Sorry, couldn't take even more calls. We got in a lot tonight, and we'll try and get even more tomorrow, but we'll talk about that coward cop tomorrow. Cordell Hendricks allegedly appears to be a coward cop who waited on the 31st floor while people were being gunned down to their deaths from the 32nd floor at Mandalay Bay. Just an embarrassment. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.